Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A dramatic acceleration in India's space-based surveillance Phase 3 program, known as SBS-3, is underway, with the government fast-tracking the deployment of 52 military surveillance satellites by 2029, in a move that will significantly enhance India's border surveillance capabilities. First, what makes this significant is that this development follows Operation Sindoor, India's precision strike on 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan, which exposed a specific intelligence gap. India's real-time satellite surveillance of Pakistan's interior relied partly on intelligence from allied satellites and commercial imagery providers. But why does this matter? It matters because a dedicated Indian all-weather, all-time surveillance constellation would eliminate this dependence in future operations. It is worth pausing here to note that the lesson from Operation Sindoor is operational, persistent overhead surveillance of adversary territory is not a luxury but an operational necessity for any military action based on intelligence-driven precision targeting. Remember this number, 52 military surveillance satellites by 2029? That is the ambitious target of the SBS-3 program. Now, let us turn to the architecture of the SBS-3 program. What makes this program unique is the emphasis on synthetic aperture radar, or SAR, satellites. SAR satellites can image the ground in all weather conditions, through clouds, rain, and at night. This distinguishes them from optical, or EO, satellites, which are blind under cloud cover. India's border with Pakistan and China experiences significant cloud cover, particularly during monsoon. A SAR-dominant surveillance constellation provides continuous monitoring regardless of weather, detection of military vehicle movements at night, and monitoring of construction activity in disputed border areas such as Chinese infrastructure in Depsang, Aksai Chin. Crucially, three private Indian defense companies, Anant Technologies, Centum Electronics, and Alpha Design Technologies, have been roped in, with satellite development timelines compressed from the typical 4 years to just 12 to 18 months per satellite. This is a significant development, as it marks a policy shift towards greater private sector involvement in India's defense space sector. Until the Space Activities Act framework and the liberalization of India's space sector, which began in 2020, ISRO, that is the Indian Space Research Organization, and DRDO dominated Indian space programs. The SBS-3 private company model, compressing timelines by leveraging commercial manufacturing practices, mirrors the US Department of Defense's Space WRKS approach and the UK's OneWeb-style disaggregated constellation model. And here is something that surprises many students: the inclusion of private companies in SBS-3 is itself significant, as it reflects a new era of collaboration between the government and private sector in India's space program. Now, let us look at India's space surveillance ecosystem. The SBS-3 program is a key component of this ecosystem, which is being shaped by a combination of government initiatives and private sector innovations. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is rapidly enhancing its capabilities to gather intelligence and conduct surveillance in real time, which will have significant implications for its national security. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SBS-3 program aims to deploy 52 military surveillance satellites by 2029, with a total budget of $3 billion. The program involves three private Indian defense companies, and the satellite development timelines have been compressed to just 12 to 18 months per satellite. Note this carefully. The SBS-3 program is a significant development in India's space program, and it will have major implications for the country's national security. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The SBS3 program is relevant to the UPSC syllabus, particularly in the context of India's space program and national security. Main keywords to remember include SBS3, space-based surveillance, Operation Sindoor, SAR satellite, surveillance constellation, private defense space, Anant Technologies, Centum Electronics, Alpha Design Technologies, ISRO, and space policy reform. The implications of the SBS3 program are far-reaching, and they will have a significant impact on India's national security and its ability to conduct surveillance and gather intelligence in real time. As India continues to enhance its space surveillance capabilities, it will be important to monitor the developments in this sector and their implications for the country's strategic position.